Check four.
Check. Let me hear everybody.
Check.
Okay,
check.
Everybody checking?
Right here. Checking up.
Can I hear you?
Check four.
I think we're all checking.
Okay. Here we are.
All right, so we're going to start this thing.
Checking on.
Check. Everybody checking? You all right? Check. Hello, and welcome to the award-winning Art of Atheists, official podcast of the United Church of Bacon, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution, not 6,000 years of stupidity. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog, Comedy Obscura, Joseph Wham, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now and give me $5.
What are you begging for money now?
No, I'm asking.
They already paid $10 every year to subscribe. Why are you?
Yeah, I know, but if they love me, they will also give me $5.
Why $5?
Is that too much? Okay, subscribe now and give me 500 pennies.
Okay, now you're just being stupid.
Yeah.
Good. Just good.
So, can I borrow $5?
Sure.
No, we only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you, you fucking censorious punt. Pussy punt?
Do you know how to say pussy?
I don't know how to say pussy. I know how to eat pussy. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Jack Dagger, Andy Lerner, Andy Wood, and Spencer Marks. You know these guys from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, everybody.
In the world of reason.
Thanks for having us.
Heidi ho.
Who did the heidi ho? I missed it.
That was me.
Well done, Jack D.
Thanks, homie.
All right. Well, we have a full crowd tonight here. You guys, we have four folks on the show. What's that?
We overbooked a
little bit.
Are you asking?
We're not
going to
say that we overbooked. We don't have to say. No, we're not asking anyone.
Said
to
it. Fuck all y'all. I'm out.
Emery, why did you overbook the show?
I didn't overbook the show. All right. So, all right.
I did it.
To my agent.
We thank all of you for being here. We appreciate all of you, and we have a great show lined up. Heather has been doing her research, and apparently there are. Do we have any transgender folks here tonight?
Are you guys trannies?
Not yet.
Oh, that was horrible of me.
You can't say tranny. Yeah.
Okay, are you trans fucks?
You dumb
trans fucks. Nope.
Trans fucks.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, churches are starting to let transgender people in. They're starting to accept them.
They're letting them in.
Yeah, I know, right? And this kind of blows my mind. This just messes with my head from about, I don't know, five or six different angles. And I don't understand why anybody who's transgender even wants to go to a church. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got me there. Yep. Yeah.
Right? What the fuck is that? You know what it's like? You got to go back and back after slavery. All of a sudden, the churches are welcoming black people in. It's just about money. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
No one seems to understand that all they're doing is saying, we want your money. And it makes me crazy.
Well, how much money is in bringing transgendered people into the church?
Do you have any idea how much drag queens make? It's insane money.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking money.
Wait, transgender doesn't equal drag queen.
On Craigslist, transgender make a lot of money. Spencer, anything?
I haven't really been trolling the pages looking for trannies, but I'll take your word on this.
Well, visit my house sometime.
Okay. Well, I'd love to.
I doubt the money will come from adding people to their ranks, but just from the positive PR they get for just saying that they do it. But it's sort of weird because, like, say what you will about the various religions, which
they all suck.
But at least if they stick to their guns about having some one book that's holy and never change, and at least they're consistent. But now it's just like, well, you can change anything you want as soon as it becomes economically expedient.
Exactly. Yeah. They do stick to their guns, though. That is a thing they do.
No, it's all
PR.
It's all marketing.
That's all it is?
It's all it is, man.
Yeah.
Well, the Episcopal Church has a gay bishop, an openly gay bishop. It's the first church.
Well, that's great.
That. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, well, the Catholic Church has a bunch of closeted gay priests.
You think? Yeah, is this new?
I'm glad there's choices then.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I was
back a while.
I was raised in the Episcopal Church, actually. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
You know, it was about as boring as every other church that I ever went to. But you know, it was one of those things where they'd be going like the
the lady from Peanuts.
That's
Peanuts
Genesis, right? Teacher.
Yeah, and I would just be sort of thinking about science, you know, in my head the whole time. So I just really.
Yes. How long did it take you to break free of the church ideals?
Boy, I think I was in my late 20s. And oddly enough, my father, who was a brilliant attorney, who was an atheist and had nothing to do with my atheism, he died in 87. A year or two after that, I became an atheist, again, having nothing to do with him. It, as brilliant as a trial lawyer as he was, he had no good arguments for atheism. He had like the most soft pedal sort of arguments. Like, well, why would God let bad things happen to good people? And it was like, well, because God has his own plan. You know, I mean, it's easy enough to...
Well, that's because he was a silent, non-activist atheist.
Exactly.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
The minute you become activated, the minute you start to feel that right. religion is harmful, you start investigating
exactly.
strong arguments.
Right, exactly. Which when I came to atheism, it was because I started like looking at philosophy and stuff like that, and I listened to a tape from a guy who now nobody really knows about, George H. Smith, who wrote a book called Atheism, The Case Against God.
Yeah.
And he had an audio tape, and it was a 45-minute tape. By the end of that tape, I was an atheist. It was just the arguments were so
you had a pretty tentative hold
the
on
technique.
It. Yeah.
Yeah,
right? They do indeed. They
well,
do
you know what? We don't know one thing. I think I know everyone here except for I don't know what you believe, Jack Dagger.
I believe in any number of things. I believe in focused concentration. I believe
camps.
Camps. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're so outdated.
I believe round them up. Get the barbed wire. Trump it out.
Trump it out.
Trump it out.
That's what I say. You know, get those. Get those offending demographics, put them in a circle, get some barbed wire, and
a corral.
It'll take care of all your problems.
You're talking about hiring cowboys, which I think is good for employment.
It is. It is.
You Does know, anybody here know anything about those Oregon morons?
Oregon? No, I don't know.
Oh, nobody?
Oh, you know, the Yalcada?
I refuse
Yalcada.
To go. Yes.
I belong to that page.
I'm in a page, Yalcada.
Yes.
Snacks for Yalcada.
That's
yes,
it.
Yes, that's it.
I refuse to go read. I refuse to go check it out. I don't care. But there's the libertarian part of me is going, do they have an argument? Are we being too dismissive of them?
Yeah, same you know here. I mean? I want someone to break it down for me, but I'm not about to lift a finger to care enough to read about
now,
it.
Now, why
I want
is
someone
this? You and I are not the first. We're not the first two people I've heard who have this attitude. It seems like you had it, too.
Yeah, I think my first exposure to it was just the backlash among all my friends on Facebook trying to say if these weren't white people they'd already be all dead.
That's a whole right. that's a fine argument, but it really diverts attention
right.
from the important part of what's going on
exactly there. So then the story was all about that as opposed to actually this what the story was, and then I got on Wikipedia for a while. I'm like, this is boring.
Yeah.
Boring ass story.
Well, when the Bundy dad in Vegas did his thing, I had a similar reaction. I was like,
yeah,
why is the government, why does a man owe millions to the government for letting his cattle feed on land that is owned by the federal government, which is the people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
I mean, that bothers me. I don't understand it. Now, I've conceptually gone into it and said, well, if the federal government has that land for whatever reason, they have it rightfully. They have it by some reasonable...
By killing all of Native Americans.
That's one way. That's one way. Right. But if they have control of it for a reasonable reason, which I can't find any answers to, same with this up there, what they're talking about in Oregon, then here's the thing. Maybe, just maybe, the federal government has to spend millions or hundreds of thousands to plant all that land so that it can be grazed. It is in Nevada, so maybe there's an explanation. But it doesn't seem like the news is telling us any of this information when you look at it, at least on a cursory level.
Right, because I think even if he had a case for why he should be allowed to have... And again, I don't know. Again, I couldn't make sense of the Wikipedia article in the 10 minutes I put into it. But
yeah,
even if that is true, that he should let his cattle graze, that doesn't mean that they're in the right to take over a government building by force either.
Well, you listen, our Constitution talks about the militia. I'm dumb enough to not know whether it means, you know, whether they are a well-regulated militia or not. I don't know this.
I just know that we have to send them dildos and lube.
Was it bags of dicks?
A bag of dicks.
Yeah.
That exists. Thing you can buy for, I don't know, $17. That is a bag of dicks.
Back in 1776.
Please post the URL.
What a militia was, it literally was defined as any 18 to 65-year-old male, it does define it as that, that is able to carry a gun in the defense of his community. That's the militia.
Okay.
So that was back in 1776, that is the definition.
All right, so we have that down.
Sorry, just jumping in here, and I'm not really here. I'm actually on next week. I'm just
Matt Kirshen, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Kirshen.
Just passing by. But I don't know. Like, again, I also don't know much about the situation, and so I don't know really what the protesters or like the people sending the novelty things are, and like it's funny and all that. But
glad you're here.
My main issue is like there are kids in Africa who don't have any dicks, and then like we're just
sending. We should send our dicks to them.
Yeah, and we're just sending them to this people as a joke, and it's just gonna go straight in the trash because they're gonna be like, fuck you, and then just throw it away, and that's just like a whole lot of wasted dicks.
Stop the waste of dicks.
First of all, I want to be very clear. The bag of dicks are gummy dicks.
Yeah, that's true.
They're
true.
Now, if you're held up,
delicious.
And to some of us, yummy.
Eventually, those guys are eating those. I guarantee you, they ate those.
Yeah, they saved those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're eating dicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
How nutritious
is
the loop?
They're popping dicks in their mouths.
Yeah. How nutritious is the loop?
These guys are going full cowboy.
There's got to be water in the loop, so maybe they can somehow get that out.
They can't quit those dicks.
That's right.
They can't quit those. There's no way.
It's Brokeback Militia.
That's right.
So I don't know. I'm having trouble jumping on the Facebook bandwagon saying these guys are, you know, dicks. I mean, they're dicks. They're gun-toting backwoods retard dicks.
I'm just waiting.
But are they right?
I'm waiting for the media to tell me what to believe.
Ah, well done, Jack Dagger.
Speaking of belief,
right to my heart. Right to my heart.
What is it that you believe in or not believe in?
No, I actually, the thing is, I don't know. I don't think there's anything. I really don't.
I'm kind of agnostic.
Like I'm a Mulder. Yeah. You know, Fox Mulder. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to see something, you know, like, hey, Zout, give me one of those.
Yeah.
But like, we haven't seen anything.
How were you raised?
By now. Oh, I was raised overly religious. My folks, let's say not my dad.
Yeah.
My mom made sure we went to church a lot. So I have a pretty unnecessarily strong basis of reference to discuss the Bible. Christian.
Uh-huh.
And dicks.
And for the people at home who can't see your beautiful t-shirt, you have a t-shirt of Jesus on the cross with a guy throwing knives at him because you are a knife thrower.
Well,
guy.
That's right.
And Jesus is holding two blood-filled balloons.
Well, they're not necessarily blood-filled, but
they are red.
Once one of the knives has popped one of the balloons, piercing his hand and giving him his stigmata, it looks like. And the other balloon has not been pierced yet, but it is about to be.
Stigmata number two.
Because, you know, Jeebus gave me a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Are all knife throwers Roman? Is that the deal?
I'm imagining.
I'm trying to understand.
This guy looks like a slick centurion. He's got his hair, looks like Wolverine all slicked up there in two different points. I don't know.
He does
looks
look like pretty
Archie,
badass.
I love that shirt.
Pretty hip. Thanks. I brought it just for this show.
Nice.
So I can't wear this. I can't wear this in the South. I'm from the South. I'm from Louisiana. Deep South, you know, and anywhere.
You'd have knives thrown at you for wearing that.
More than knives. They would get the torches out and they'd string me up. I have to leave this at home. I can't wear this. I can't wear this outside of California.
Have you tried? I'm curious if you've tried, because I'd try.
I posted one photo on the internet once on accident
because
I was going out to Wasteland Weekend out in California City, and I wore my other version of this, which is a lot dirtier. It's like my older one in gray. And
no, you mean dirty, like unwashed?
No, yes, okay. Yes, and with stains, because I've worn it for so many years.
I thought you meant you had one where Jesus had a hard on.
Jesus,
well,
is
he could.
Wood.
The head right there is obscuring the other head,
right? And that's where the knife thrower is hanging his hat.
That's right.
Yeah, this is on Jesus'
there
wood.
There could be oral copulation happening.
There could be.
Particular,
he might
image.
Be standing close enough,
depending
on how well hung Jesus is.
Yeah,
you threw
well,
knives.
Well, we all know
you threw knives last week at Lily von Stupp, the producer of Monday Night Tees.
I did.
That was intense because you were so close.
I was.
You were very close to her. She had a board around her neck and hanging down her topless chest.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you actually put people at risk.
That's what I do for a living.
Penn and Teller consider that to be immoral. What
well,
do you say
you know,
to that?
Fuck them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's not really, you know, the thing is, and to break it down real quick, and I'll be brief, is that we, meaning I, do a lot of homework,
yeah.
You know, and we want to minimize the actual danger, so we create this illusion of danger.
Ooh,
and,
see, now this I like to hear.
You know, and so the actual chances of somebody getting hurt are very minimal because we've done so much safety work and prep work beforehand. Mm-hmm. And by the time we actually get to a place where we're throwing knives around another human being, we've done so much work.
You've been doing this for a long fucking time.
I'm going to give away a trade secret. A lot of people don't know this. When you did Lilly von Stupp, I was backstage for the preparation. I know you're not going to be happy about me saying this, but they actually removed her tits so they couldn't be harmed.
Nope, that's true.
So she was wearing fake tits the whole time.
Yeah,
they looked very real.
But real nipples, that's the weird thing.
Why in hell? Makes no sense whatsoever.
Those things could cut glass. It was so strange.
I don't know how you did that.
You should learn
that
to throw
so
nipples.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at Ardent Atheist. And available to the iTunes store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery. That's G-U-M as in Moses, supposes, his toeses, a roses. ROAD.com/Emery, and buy the damn thing.
Muslims and I aren't so different. Last night I was kneeling on a mat, head bowed and praying. The only difference is I was facing the toilet instead of Mecca.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come. And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Jack Dagher, the Andes Lerner and Wood, and Spencer Marks. Thanks for being here, everybody. Anyway, I got us off topic. We were talking about the transgender thing in the churches, and it just makes me crazy that the churches think that they can just all of a sudden just start changing the rules. You know, the Mormons did that. They for years, they were anti-black, insidious things taught to the followers of the Mormon faith about black skin and versus white skin and how it's a curse. Black skin is a curse in the Mormon
church. Well, the book told them that. The Book of Mormon tells them that. So
yeah.
They weren't wrong in the sense of they were believing in what their
Well, things. They're wrong.
They're wrong. I'm saying they weren't wrong for believing in what their book says.
Yes, they are.
So, they're cherry picking so
their
much.
Their book is wrong.
But now they just change it. Yeah, the rules. I didn't mean
isn't
that.
Isn't the Catholic Church doing it? I mean, the Pope's like, you know, who am I to judge the gay people now?
Yeah,
I mean, you
know. And the Presbyterians. Yeah.
And my answer to him is, in a dress.
You're the fucking Pope.
They're cherry picking so much. I hope that one day they'll cherry pick God right out of the whole thing and just.
I mean,
keep
it's
all the
gotta go that way eventually. I just hate how long we have to wait for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're the only now. Everybody here is atheist except Andy Wood. You are a Southern Baptist, I think, right? Yeah. Andy, what's your position?
In general or on this issue?
On the thing.
We're not talking sexually.
Like you said, they'll just do whatever is necessary to keep the church alive because they realize that history is passing them by and they're going to be relegated to the dustbin of history if they don't change something. But then, it calls into question, well, if that's malleable, and why wouldn't you assume the whole thing is? And
yeah.
Why doesn't everyone who goes to the church just say, oh, all this is flexible, so why do we even choose to believe the things that we don't like? Why do we come here?
Right.
And it's because those organs play beautiful music. And they're very expensive. I was working on a show for the Science Channel a couple months ago, and I had to research pipe organs. Those things can cost $800,000.
Wow. Oh, man, they're insane.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
I know a guy who plays one, lives a few blocks from here, and plays one in his church.
Can he get us a used one for $500,000?
No, he can't.
But, I mean, when you go, because then I decided to go with my parents for the Christmas service when I was back home, mostly out of curiosity because I'd never really paid close attention to this thing.
Which church? What?
Presbyterian. And I don't even know if they really believe it or if it's just kind of a social thing. I don't really.
I think you just stumbled onto why they really do
community.
Maintain it. And it's all community. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same reason that Jews are still Jews.
Right.
Most Jews in Hollywood are fucking secular Jews, but they're still Jews because they need that community.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's like it's too bad that that is still what has to happen because we can't find reasons enough to get together and share things without that pretense, but that's how it is now. But yeah, the organ, I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And if it weren't for that church, who else would cull together that much money to have this cool instrument? Doesn't justify all the horrible atrocities done in the name of religion, but it's still like, pipe organs are cool.
Oh, yeah. What does justify it? I was looking for...
Can you think of anything?
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Those guys are pretty good, but the Harlem Church Choir, the Boys Choir, that's good,
yeah.
Right? Are they religiously affiliated or...
I would think so.
The only way to survive in Harlem is to believe in God.
You just asked a bunch of white guys about the Harlem.
those kids are worth some atrocities, I'm sure, right? I mean, didn't they do the soundtrack for Empire of the Sun, Christian Bale's first film? I don't know, but the pipe organ thing, those things are miracles.
They're phenomenal.
They really are, and. That figure of speech pulling out all the stops, that's where that comes from.
Yes, it is.
It's not trained.
Pipe organs.
This guy doesn't just throw knives. He knows shit.
I know shit.
He knows
shit. I read Neal Stephenson, motherfucker.
It started off as, from you know, started out of a church. I'm looking on the Wikipedia. But it doesn't say much about religion other than that. It just says all the soundtracks that they've sung in on.
Yeah.
Now, I want to jump back a second and let Andy know. Presbyterian, you said?
Sure.
Yeah, they're letting the gays in, too. Call mom and dad and let them know.
Jesus Christ.
It's funny because we actually had, like, I went to the youth group thing when I was middle school age for that church, and the youth group leader was obviously closeted gay. Like, everybody, it was just like an open secret. And I remember one time there was we had a section where we could ask any question we wanted. We had submitted in... Like throw a question in a hat, and then they would ask it. It could be anything about religion at all. So you have the anonymity of not being associated with the question. And then somebody asked what the church's stance on homosexuality is.
Yeah.
And that youth group leader, who everyone knows is gay but can't come out, opened it and read that. It's like, well, putting that one back in. Like, didn't even address it.
Oh, man.
Just so you know, in the boys' choir, there is some scandal of molestation by the choir leader.
Where there's boys, there will be other boys bigger than them.
I don't get that.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
It makes sense, though, somehow.
It does.
Yeah, I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All makes sense.
Also, is there anything sexier than a cassock?
Does have that word suck in there.
Right.
Yeah, well done. Thanks.
Was Boys Will Do Boys what you were thinking of?
Well, I think what I was thinking of can stay right here.
Okay.
In my
head.
Yeah, so by a vote of 429 to 175, leaders of the 1.76 million member Presbyterian Church, that's the USA
chapter. That seems
chapter.
Small to me.
And this it was, is, this was
right? Seems pretty
2014
small. These are the leaders of the church.
So it's still...
There are two main branches of the
There's 1.8 million leaders, or there's 1.8 followers?
Oh, the 1.76 million member Presbyterian
member.
Church.
That's
yeah,
really small.
Yeah, that's
and that's just Oklahoma.
Or where the wind comes.
Southern Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. I just find it hilarious that, you know, it's the Presbyterian or the Episcopal Church, meaning we've decided for all the churches.
That's right.
We are the lead church. Oh, we are the head office over here. We've decided now that all the churches
Here's
are going to allow
happen.
This. This is what you're doing.
And that's the problem. We get into this in A Year Without God, a film that I'm just bringing to fruition. We're finishing the edit as we speak. I worked on it all day today. It's really going
to
be great. That is why Ryan Bell, the pastor of the Hollywood Church, the Seventh-day Adventist, why he was pushed out. He was trying to move his congregation and his particular church into a more liberal and accepting place. And there was a small handful of people within the church that weren't happy with that. And enough trouble was made that eventually, this governing body decided to push back, and eventually he was pushed out. So
at the same time that he was sort of rediscovering himself.
Yeah, well, I mean, these two things are explicably connected. Yeah. You know what I mean? He was exploring his own faith for a number of years prior to this snap that happened when they when it came to a head.
He sure did.
So it just blows my
Beavis
mind.
And butthead jokes.
Right.
It's my job here.
So I don't know. Obviously I hate churches, all of them. I hate religion. I think
you don't
it's
even
awful.
Like the atheist church.
No, I
do you know about this?
I really don't.
Nope.
I'm okay.
What atheist church?
Has the word church?
Well, every time we bring up the Sunday Assembly, which is it's an attempt to give atheists.
Who loved church, but don't want the God it part.
Yeah, right.
The thing that's missing when you leave, you know, so that we can build a kind of community around reason. The humanists have been doing this for dozens and dozens of years already.
Pick a different day. I think that'd be the trick. Maybe Thursday night instead of Sunday.
Yeah,
would be the day to.
Yeah, because once you have your Sundays available, you don't want to go back to have your.
Yeah, you still have
Sundays.
To get up early. Oh, you're missing your sports.
Yeah. No, Thursday night's a good night.
That is the best thing about atheism. You have your weekends free. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I hereby declare Thursday night the Atheist Sunday.
Yeah. There are obviously there are people that place fills up with people who want to go down there with their kids and their family and their and they listen. We interviewed Bob Odenkirk for A Year Without God. And one of the things that Bob was telling me, he makes
it's a long time to interview Bob.
He makes an argument that human beings need religion. And the guy isn't a religious guy. He doesn't believe there's a God, I think, right? But he argues that we humans need this. And then this is a private conversation I had, it's not in the movie, but in a private conversation he was talking about how his son, he took his son and his daughter, I think, they bar mitzvahed both of them, right? Yeah. Bot and Bard. And
they're not even Jewish. That's what
they are Jewish. They are Jewish. The
Odenkirk
mom,
doesn't sound Jewish.
Yeah, the mom. Odenkirk is Catholic originally, but his wife is Jewish. I don't know if she's a believing or a secular Jew, but she's Jewish. I never ask her.
And in Jewish law, that means your kids are Jews.
And they are Jews. And they go to a Jewish school. So, so one of the things that Bob isn't doing is going around like me yelling from the rooftops that religion sucks, right? He's not activated like me. But he believes that human beings actually need this stuff. And he argued to me, he was going, I don't know what to tell my kids to go out there in the world, but this ritual props them up and gives them confidence and lets them know there's all these people around them have their back. Hundreds of people go to these things and we got your back. We're here for you. We're going to help you if you need help. If you fall, come to us. And he go and all I could think was, and I actually said it to him, you know, in lieu of parenting, that's what this is about. Right. And I while I said that to him jokingly, it's real. It's true.
Wait till they turn gay.
There are people who do not know how to teach their children a moral structure necessarily, or how to give them a support system, because we are, by and large, dysfunctional. And we're also, by and large. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Ardent Atheists at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. Great news, in fact. Thank you, old man. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the Donate More If You Want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. We do that all the time. So be generous. Support the show if you can afford it. Please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. Prayers are like insurance companies. They give people hope, but they don't help when an actual disaster strikes.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come.
And now back to Ardent Atheist, nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Jack Dagher, the Andes, Lerner and Wood. That's a band. That should be a band.
And actually, Spencer Andy Marks. Wood was my porn name.
Andy Wood was your porn name.
Yes.
That's a great porn name on its face. Mm-hmm. My porn name I got from Penn, actually.
Which is?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes. I like that. Mm-hmm.
That's doable.
Yeah, he just threw it out one day, and I was like, can I have that? And I used it to edit porn.
Do you have a mob name?
I don't have a mob name.
We all need mob names.
I've never heard of this. Is this something mob people names? Are doing these days?
Oh, you know, like, you know, Fat Eddie or something like that.
Mine is Big H.
Big H?
Yeah.
Big That's H? A good one.
It's a heavy
my dog's,
name.
My dog's...
I'm Double Dash.
My dog's is Little Wally No Balls.
Well done, well done. So what the hell were we talking about?
That's okay. Let's move on.
All right. Let's move on. Obviously, I don't care what the churches say about anything. They're full of shit, no matter how you slice them. Atheist is apparently trying to seek the removal of God from the U.S. currency.
An atheist. You read that funny.
I said an atheist.
Or atheists seek removal of God.
I think you just said
God.
Atheist.
Well, that was the kind of the headline. Did I not?
I think we need to spend 10 minutes figuring out what you said.
We get it.
Listen, is this ever going to happen? Are we ever going to get it off the money? It does not belong on the money.
It's like you said. Some need it. We don't. The few of us don't.
Andy, you don't give a shit, right?
Well, no, I do give a shit. In this case, like when it comes to separation of church and state, I think we could go farther. And when you watch Going Clear, you realize all you'd have to do to solve this was get rid of tax exemptions don't make it the IRS's business to decide what is and isn't a church. That's a crazy thing to task the IRS with.
Right.
So if you just get rid of all tax exemptions, then it's like, well, good luck to you, business. Let's see if you can drum up enough business to stay alive and pay for the overhead on this massive church and pipe organ without tax exemption. Because that's how it should be, right? I mean, that way you're not imposing. The government isn't banning religion. It's just saying everyone's on the same playing field. Yours is a business. Take care of yourself.
Right.
And that would get rid of a lot of it, I think, pretty quickly.
Yeah, I suppose. It wouldn't stop the televangelists.
No, the super Texas churches would still exist.
Yeah. I'm not saying they would all go away, but it would make things a little better.
It would kill the mom and pop churches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all that's going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Isn't there a possibility that if you do that, I know you're looking at me like I'm hearing it for a joke. This is actually a genuine point.
Okay.
That the most money-grabbing ones will be the ones that survive.
But it doesn't mean everyone's going to run to those churches, I don't think.
No, but I mean, if for the people that need the stuff, going to the ma and pa churches, that is their life. You know, if you're in a little teeny small town in the middle of America and this is what you gravitate to, then it is sort of unfair for that. I mean, but I'm not saying I care one way or the other, but it's just there's impacts to everything, of course. So.
Right, but then how do you prevent things like someone just creating a new religion and then doing nefarious things, getting exemption for it?
They do that all the time.
Maybe if we take God off the money, then religious people will stop using money. That would help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why we're here.
Genius.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would like to, absolutely would like to see the God. It doesn't make any sense. It's very clear the separation of church and state. It doesn't make any sense that it's happening, and it blows my mind. It just blows my mind.
Well, it's interesting to me. It's always been on the money, though, right?
No. This is an interesting thing, Andy. I'm surprised you don't know this, actually.
Well, you'd be surprised at a lot of things.
Shame on you.
we don't have that much time.
I'm not going to know exact dates
I'm
here.
I'm going to look it up for
you. 1950s.
Right.
They got it put on the money on
the
bills.
Pledge of Allegiance.
On the bills. That's the same thing. Pledge of Allegiance was made religious at
the
end.
It was McCarthyism.
Okay. But
it was McCarthyism.
Yeah. Goes way back.
The coins go to the 1700s.
Yeah. Mm.
So, and a lot of people leave that out when you see them online or anywhere talking about this. And it's important to if we're going to be good activists, we have to be completely 100% accurate and not misrepresent misrepresent history. So since the 1700s, they had God on the coins.
1956. Absolutely.
That's when it went on the money, on the cash.
E pluribus unum.
Which I enjoyed a lot.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy that year.
E pluribus unum.
I enjoyed E pluribus.
From the many one, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, thanks.
It's appeared on paper in 1957.
Yeah, 57, there you go. Does it say when it appeared on coins?
It says...
That's not right.
No, that's not right. The official model in God We Trust was adopted as a nation's motto in 1956.
Okay. But we did have in God We Trust on coins.
Yes.
That's the thing that everybody has to accept as a reality. I'd love it if you could find out when it appeared on coins, Heather.
And why?
And why? I guess why? I've never looked up the why.
Yeah, Heather, let's do some research.
I bet Jefferson or Franklin is behind that somewhere.
Well, Jefferson was the one. He was not a big Bible thumper. I mean, he's the guy.
He was Franklin.
He was more like a deist, actually.
They got shit done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But there were religious assholes back then, too.
Of course.
No question. I think it should be off all the, period, everything. The government should not be printing the word God. What I'd like to do is I'd like to see someone in Congress, some atheist in Congress, try to pass a law to, on some of the money, add Allah. That's what I'd like to see. Of course, it won't get passed, but boy, it's a really good point.
Yeah.
You know? Or Xenu. Xenu would be great.
Right. It says, the motto "In God We Trust" was placed on United States coins largely because of the increased religious sentiment existing during the Civil War. So it was because they wanted, you know, well, God on their side during the war.
That's much later than we talked about that.
Yeah.
That's later than the
100 years later, yeah.
Yeah, what year?
That would be 1861, 1865.
60s or something, right?
1861 to 1865, yeah.
1800s.
1861 to 65.
I don't know if that means it was to be.
He knows when the Civil War was.
Of course I do. I'm a history buff.
What regiment were you in?
I was not.
You were a cop, too.
I was, actually.
Yeah.
Civil War cop.
No.
he was a Pinkerton.
There weren't many of them.
Big city gunfighter.
But now that you're not a cop,
right,
you don't reenact like shootings or anything, right?
Shootings.
Thanks, Andy.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I've made a study over the many years of all the like modern shootings and stuff, just because I'm trying to understand the dynamics of them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very serious topic, and so I mean I kind of look at those things,
right,
and break them down into the, you know, what they are, but. It's not for a comedy podcast, to be sure.
No, I get it.
So what still, the fuck are you doing asking about this?
It still only appeared on the 2 cent coin in 1864. Maybe I said it wrong.
Yeah, 1864. So I was way off.
I need
by
glasses. I'm an old lady.
Are they saying there's no?
But that's a long fucking time ago. I mean, we all admit that.
I will admit that it's long.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't give any credence. If the point of this is to figure out whether the founding fathers intended it,
yeah,
then it wasn't on in their time. But again,
I'd
I don't
like
even think
to
it
debate
matters
whether
if they
140
intended
years is a long time.
Yeah, let's get that started. Yeah. I second that.
Okay,
motion.
So "In God We Trust" was first used on paper money in 1957.
Did you just catch up to us?
Yes.
We'll be here.
I said
we'll
that at the outset.
I'm reading. I was reading. I was ignoring all of you jagoffs. Okay.
I am currently
jacking
off. I
plead guilty to jag off. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know it's the official. So it's the official U.S. motto.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No. I don't know what I thought
official
it was, I guess.
Is that for money now?
Or just in general, you're
in
saying
general,
it's the motto of the United States.
Yes,
is
the United
"In God We
States"
trust.
Motto.
So you had to thump our chest and like,
is that true?
Do one of these?
That's what
she
just
that's
said.
What it
I'm
says.
Just repeating.
Yeah,
what you, is that true?
No, but I mean, is it the motto of the United States versus of the currency? You know, I mean,
what's the motto with you?
It is. It's the United States motto since 1957, I think she said, or something like that. And it was McCarthyism that gave it.
McCarthyism.
Yeah. Yeah. So and everyone knows who McCarthy is.
He was the guy. He was the anti-vaxxer, right?
Melissa's
no,
dad.
No. Melissa's dad. It was not Melissa's dad.
He was the guy Edgar Bergen controlled.
Okay, right? No.
Uncle.
You guys
uncle.
That's
not
for your
father,
parents'
uncle.
Parents.
All right, you guys suck at this.
Trevor says maybe the Treasury will like the churches. Will be like the churches and say "In Trannies We Trust."
Nice.
Trevor is awesome.
We don't say tranny on this show. What do we say? What do we say?
Transfuctual.
We
trans.
We say genetically impaired.
That is not even. That's way worse.
Is that worse?
That was horrible.
Sorry.
That's no. It's curious. It makes me think. I'm actually
tranny curious. Is that what you're saying?
I guess I am now.
Genitally impaired.
You got my gear going.
I like genetically curious.
I like that.
I guess.
Who is it?
I always have.
Look, you know, on this show we have no restrictions on language or content, so I'm sorry for anyone who's offended.
You know what I love about that? Yeah. We've been doing that whole content joke since the beginning of our show, since the first time we ever did the show.
And
since,
it never gets
since
old.
18,
it never.
63.
Since yeah,
as the founding fathers
have.
But recently, this just tickled me pink.
So we're going to continue.
Pastor Bell.
Ryan Bell.
Tickled you pink, continue. Just like
yeah, the
color
former
of the
pastor
inside.
Ryan Bell tweeted a sarcastic thank you that he can't say content without giggling.
You've ruined his life.
That yes. Earworm is stuck on him.
Forever.
I've had a few emails from people, but to know that we've affected Ryan Bell, the former pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist Hollywood Church, that just makes my cock hard.
He's That's easily great. Manipulated. He became an atheist, for crying
he
out
is,
loud.
He is. Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you're working on something, aren't you, Andy?
Oh,
are you
gosh,
are you
I
the
wish.
One
do you know something I don't?
Are you the one pushing
Oh, yes, for the nice Kenyan ladies.
Oh yeah.
I want to hear about this.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how much you want to hear, cuz I could talk about it for a long time. But
all right. You're going to talk until you hear the music, then you're going to tell more afterward.
All right. I'm raising money for some women with HIV.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout-out to a few of our listeners. Bunny Boy Ace, Aaron, Trevor, Shiny Disco Dave, Kyle Delaney, Tony, Barry, Perry Delialia, Dinnerack, Mark Dakota, Carl Barrett, Long Distance, Mom, and
Hi,
Joe
Mom.
Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Jack Dagher, the Andes, Lerner, and Wood, and Spencer Marks. Andy, I interrupted you. What were you talking
you
about?
You sure did.
I did.
How
but
rude.
It was fun being interrupted that way. No, I'm raising money for a small village in Kenya, and I know that sounds exactly...
It sounds like a...
Yeah. Please send me money. Mm-hmm. I go there somewhat often, and I got sick over there, and some doctors helped me, and they were really nice, and they didn't accept any money. And this is like the worst hospital you've ever seen in your life, in the middle of East nowhere.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know it, but you lost a lot of weight going over there. You got Ebola. Is that what happened?
I got Ebola, yes, and syphilis, which is a shitty combination. You don't.
That's a double whammy right there. That's good.
And when I say a shitty combination,
I mean it.
So you're over there.
So I'm over there. I get sick. I go over to this hospital, and they took good care of me as far as they could. I mean, you know, they basically have nothing. And so I was talking to the doctor, and she wouldn't take – I was trying to give her some money. She wouldn't take it. And I said, geez, I'd really like to help you. And she said she runs this HIV clinic adjacent to the hospital. And they have no money, of course. And the HIV thing is like
– It's rampant.
It's horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
6% of this – of the population of Kenya has HIV. Huh. And a lot of them have AIDS because they can't get the drugs
right.
keep the
it's
HIV
It's a short trip
check.
To AIDS when you have HIV in Africa.
Right. And so what she's doing is she's trying to screen the women in this village for cervical cancer, and she can't afford the kits, which here are like nothing. So I'm trying to help her raise $6,000 to buy kits to screen 360 women there in the village. And so that's what I'm doing. So I'm using Facebook, and I have this GoFundMe thing happening. It's GoFundMe.com/Ribbons Foundation, which is her foundation to help raise money for this.
You only want $6,000 right now.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Which doesn't sound like a lot.
This should be done...
In a minute.
Yeah, in no
but
time.
It's been
by
for
the
a
end of the
weeks.
Episode, let's have it happen, listener.
Right?
Let's yeah.
Thank you.
Spread this all around. I'm going to put the link in the chat, so
the
spread
lunk.
This loke around, okay?
The loke.
Spread that loke.
But
spread
yeah,
the loke
so,
around.
It will go a long way. I'm sending the money directly to her to take care of these tests, and you know, and a lot of these women, you know, you can save their lives. Literally, yeah. Save their lives.
You're up to 1,400, so we're sixth of the way. Well, a little slightly over sixth of the way.
Whatever we can do, I really appreciate the mention here.
Yeah,
but so I'm trying to help her out. That's all. It's really simple.
It's a lovely story.
Except the Ebola part.
Yeah,
that was unpleasant.
Yeah. I made that up.
That was unpleasant.
It's a shame that people have AIDS in Africa. It's an awful story in that sense, but it's a lovely story that you went over there, you encountered these folks, you met this lady, and you came home and you acted. This is lovely. I just love it.
Well, you know, it felt like it was the least I can. When someone in abject poverty refuses $100,
yeah,
it sort of hits you in the face.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a different kind
and
of.
And were they able to help you? I mean, medically?
To the extent they could. I mean, yeah.
But I'm saying, was it a help?
They gave me a prescription which I couldn't fill until I got to a city. So
right.
But it was as much as they could do. They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, did you have a nice time in Africa?
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting the syphilis was the fun part.
Uh-huh. You had to get a battery of shots before you even went, right?
I've had the shots a long time ago, and they last a long time. Usually all you do is take...
a booster.
A malaria prophylactic.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
You put prophylactics on your malaria?
No. You take pills for like a week before you go and for like a week after you go.
Yeah.
Just pills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But many people say they don't work.
Oh, no. Really?
I mean, that's you know, that's been said that they're not. Really
I don't have malaria.
Yeah,
that's good.
Zika virus, though. How about the Zika virus?
What's this? I've never heard of it.
You haven't heard about the Zika virus?
No.
There's a new one? In the next couple weeks, you're going to be hearing a lot about this.
God damn it.
Because of the three people in the Caribbean.
Yeah, right.
Well, Andy Wood knows about this shit because he does a show with Matt Kirshen.
We haven't talked about this in the air yet.
Yeah, you haven't yet? You've got to cover it soon, then, I guess, if it's the newest thing.
Tell us about this, because this is...
Well, first of all, I want to plug his show.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do a show together. Go ahead. No, the show is called Probably Science. It's a fantastic show. It's a podcast. Check it out. If you listen to the show, you probably already know that. But, Andy, what's going on with this Zika virus?
I just found out about it yesterday, but apparently it's a virus that's a mosquito. It's transferred person to person via mosquitoes, and it's been going crazy in Brazil right now, and it doesn't cause drastic symptoms in you, but if you're pregnant, it increases the chance of microcephaly, of like having like a
such a relief.
Yeah. Oh man.
So some of the mosquitoes that can carry it have been found in Southern California, in Orange County.
Oh really?
Yeah, and there's a travel advisory against women traveling to any part of Latin America right now.
And do not share mosquitoes.
Do not share mosquitoes.
That's just, right?
There's
never.
There's a mosquito exchange program. The government is putting in place.
For now.
But Zika virus. I don't actually know that much except that it does cause that, and it's growing, and people are scared. There's some cases, I think, in Hawaii. I don't think there's any cases in California, but there might even be a travel advisory against coming to California if you're pregnant. There's all these things in place that are like pretty overboard.
Are we going to get a vaccine against this, ironically, when you think about it for a minute? Think about it. A fucking virus. This is a virus, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to eventually probably have a vaccine.
But it'll take a long time.
And the anti-vaxxers are going to say, don't go get the vaccine.
Oh, right.
Because your kid's going to end up tarted.
Right. But instead, the kids are going to... Yeah. Okay. One step behind you there.
Right.
I can't wait till they scream bloody murder on this.
I haven't seen this movie, but has anyone watched the film Contracted?
Contracted. No.
Oh, wait. Is it kind of like It Follows? Premise-wise?
I don't know. A friend texted me that she was watching it. She's like, oh, my God. This is the scariest movie ever. It's an STD-based virus turns people into zombies.
Whoa.
It's
like,
have you seen It Follows? Is a similar thing. It's a STD-related haunting.
Yeah,
it's a sexually transmitted haunting.
Do not screw zombies. That is your that's the takeaway there. Do not screw zombies.
Yeah, and so but the thing is this movie scared her so much. It made her horrified, and she already has a problem with trust issues with men. And so she's like, this movie's going to make me never trust any man ever again.
Listen, my former girlfriend is no.
because she, you know, she has a sister who was married to someone who gave her AIDS.
Oh,
and he lied about not having the disease. And so that fucked her up and fucked my friend up mentally about, you know, not trusting people. And now she's watching this.
Who told her to watch this movie?
No, what kind of movie? Yeah, no kidding.
Charlie Sheen.
She watched the movie, and now she's like, I'm never going to trust anybody again. I said, you know.
Based on a movie turning people into zombies.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not watch stupid shit, you know.
Or maybe
have half a brain and not believe that it's real. Yeah,
there might be a disconnect.
I did tell her, just remember, keep saying to yourself, it's only a movie, and it's only a movie. Yeah. And I also told her that having a sexually transmitted disease is not a death sentence these days. People
True.
Are living safely.
Unless the zombie eats your
thinking
throat.
About it is.
Right.
That's a death sentence.
But they're living. People living with diseases here in America, and it's not a death sentence as long as they're taking their medication and being very, very careful and notifying their partners.
If Magic Johnson is still alive in this day and age, then yes.
So what you're saying is it just takes money.
Yeah.
Just, if you're sick, get a lot of money.
You know, I was in a relationship for 5+ years with an HIV positive woman, and the treatment is amazing. Keeping the viral load down is not hard. When I met her, I think she was on a battery of 3 pills, and over the 5 years I knew her, they got her down to 1 pill a day.
It's the cocktail.
Yeah. And
her doctor is Dr. Oz.
Her doctor's not Dr. Oz. The worst thing about being in that relationship.
That one pill, like 5 times the size of the previous one.
It was, No. And she has to take it anally, which is weird.
But anyway, ignore me, I'm not here.
So weird when Andy Wood does Matt's voice.
Pretty good, Chris.
Very talented guy.
Andy. Yeah. There's a lot that can be done. Listen, when I was a kid, herpes was the frightful, horrific thing.
And then for me growing up, it was HIV.
Yeah.
That freaked
Same
everyone
here.
Out.
Yep. Yeah. And now you get herpes, and people are like, why are you?
Yeah. They high five you.
Welcome to the club. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Say that again, Andy.
I said at my age, it's cancer.
It's cancer, yeah.
Well, you know what?
Speaking of.
Hey.
We apparently you can actually get an app and pray the cancer away. New e-prayer cancer messaging app connects cancer patients for prayer and spiritual support.
Fucking
I'm not kidding you.
Me.
That was the next topic we were going to talk about, and here it is right in front of us.
I am a human segue.
Yes, you are.
A single post on Facebook asking people to pray for cancer patients has birthed a new mobile application called ePray Cancer. That's the name.
Fucking A, dude.
There you go.
Please tell me it costs a lot of money.
I'm trying to see how much it costs.
The free social networking chat app connects people who are...
But I can only imagine...
Man, I wish I would have thought of this.
I can only imagine what the in-app purchases are going to be like.
Yeah.
In-app purchases.
You know what I mean? It's a free download app.
That's so funny.
Put your thumbprint down to get app, and then the in-app purchases to connect to God.
That's right. I was going to say, for God's personal phone number...
If the doctor says you only have 4 days left, click here.
Right.
So this blows my fucking mind.
That is fucking insane.
Yeah. I really sometimes feel like, and it's because I live in a Hollywood bubble, I think, but I feel like we're headed in the right direction often. I really do. And then something like this comes along and is a success, which I predict this will be a success.
This
is the shit that knocks me back off my branch of superiority. We aren't moving in the right direction in any way, shape, or form.
You're it's free, looking, guys. It's free.
All right, Spencer,
you're
go.
You're not looking at it the right way.
I'm
the,
not?
No, because a year from now or 2 years, somebody's going to make the assumption that this will prove that prayer works. They'll do the numbers and they'll go, oh shit, it's no better than not having the app.
Well, and every time, I hope that's true. I like your optimism. I'm happy to hear it. I don't think it's true. I think that
of course it's not true. I'm not stupid. People are fucking idiots. Of course that's not going to happen.
Let's do an
they've
app
done tests
where you download the app to not pray for someone. It's just as valid as that one.
I like the idea. I don't.
We'll call it the apathy.
If you'd like, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
Apathy.
That's good.
The app.
I'll cut you in on
the app.
You get 50%. I'll be generous.
App. Couldn't the company make two different apps called Thoughts and Prayers? One's Thoughts, one's Prayers, and see which one wins.
That's how the dating things work. You got the Jew guys, and you got the Jew dating, and J date made by the same people that do the Christian one.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, let's. But
does it say how it works? Do you type in your prayer and show it to everyone else?
Because
then doesn't it not come true?
He compares the app to popular messaging apps, Kick and WhatsApp, in terms of functionality. But with the more narrow user group focus, the app is robust, says Frayling. They offer and offers users an incredible mobile experience where patients meet patients and caretakers meet caretakers.
So it's like a chatting.
It's
okay. So yeah, you're typing your prayer out. I might be confusing prayers with birthday wishes, but like if you write it, doesn't it not come true?
You are confusing the
two. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see the confusion though.
Yeah.
But at least it's free. No one has to pay for
this. There's a little candle on the app, and if you can blow the candle out, you won't die.
And so far, I don't see.
Or if you do,
I don't see any place where you have to pay any kind of money for any kind of.
But there's ads.
Well, there's going to be.
There's got to be.
I can't imagine whoever built this app won't put in some sort of ads, and I'll bet they're all religiously related ads. That's my prediction.
Got to be something.
Or chemo from Mexico.
Yes. Get your drugs.
Psychic
from
surgery ads. That would be great. That would be great. If they put in psychic surgery ads, I would kind of respect them a little bit right there.
This is all Deepak Chopra's fault.
That guy is a piece of shit.
Fuck that guy.
It's in the health and fitness category.
He's the dude that did
fuck
all.
Off.
What? No, health and fitness?
And this is. Listen, Apple wouldn't let me put up an app that showed pictures of Muhammad and then juxtaposed to even Andy's like, what the fuck?
I mean,
fuck?
That's ballsy as fuck, man.
They pulled it down. It was up for about 2 months, but they pulled it down. And it was juxtaposed to the most horrific passages in the Quran.
Wow.
And so,
well, speaking of shooting reenactments, did you do the one for the the cartoon contest in Texas when those?
No, because the ones that I do are more specific to things I can look at very closely, or people that I know and so forth.
People that he shot.
Then a good one, though.
Yeah, it would have been a good one. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Did I miss it?
Yeah, because I have this weird.
In Texas, they had this deconstructing really well thought out contest, cartoon contest. I said, draw Muhammad. come on, draw Muhammad, which is basically like a free, like, hey guys, roll on up with your guns and come on here. And so they did, and they came in, they drew Muhammad, they put him on the wall, they had a showcase, and then sure enough, some crazies came up with loaded for bear. With assault rifles and kit for ready to shoot.
I think
shoot.
We talked about this before.
And they showed up, and then this off-duty cop, I think, it was just happened to be there. And
what happened?
He was...
Wait. You're going to tell us what happened when we come back to the premium portion of the show, because, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the free hour. This has been the free version of episode 185. Another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I'd like to thank our guests, Jack Dagger, Andy's Lerner and Wood. That's Andy Lerner and Andy Wood. I also want to thank Spencer Marks. Let's also thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, Sam Kramer. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Geeks.
And we'll be talking about...
Freaks.
I see what you did there. I'm your host, Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Skinny Mini Swam.
Where can people find you, Andy Wood?
At andytwood.com or visit probablyscience.com for the podcast that I do with Matt Kirshen.
There you go. Where can people find you, Jack Dagger?
JackDagger.com or the SixFingeredMovieShow.com.
That's cool. Spencer Marks, do you have a thing they can find you at?
Well, they can find me under the freeway embankment of 405 in Roscoe. Yeah, right. I'm sleeping right
up. Go check him out. Where can people find Andy Lerner? Do you have anything up?
AndyLernerPhoto.com and ArrowheadsMovie.com.
Arrowheads Movie is a good movie. I enjoyed that movie. I want to thank all you guys for being here. We have another... Now, if you're listening right now live, if you're watching us, don't hang up because you get to watch live for free. You don't have to subscribe if you come watch us live. Anyway, some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.